I think it's fine, I can start, right? I think I can. We can always cut the video. It's okay to start?
Yes, but do we do an introduction?
No, no, I said it's okay. So, hello, I'm Ludovic Dubos. I'm the founder and CEO of XWiki, SIS. XWiki is a company. I founded that company. And, well, I'll say a bit more about first myself. So, before actually working on XWiki, I've been working with internet technology since 95. I worked at Netscape, so I have a kind of good knowledge also of American companies and also what it means to compete with Microsoft. Netscape had a really big fight at some point with Microsoft. Then I worked in a French startup that was doing audience measurement that was acquired by Nielsen Net Ratings. And then after that, I decided to create XWiki, as I was a long time, I was a wiki user in my previous companies, and I found it really extremely useful for knowledge management, and I had a big passion for making people share knowledge and be efficient and work with very flat organization, and that's how I created XWiki. Practically, I do prefer to build open source than actually tell people that they should or things like that. But in the end, I end up doing significant talks or lobbying and explaining why open source should be great and why we should do it, why government should do it more, etc. But sometimes we kind of prefer to go back at actually doing the stuff than saying that it should be done. But I also like very much to do talks to share our experience, how it worked and what were the difficulties, so that it can be useful for creating more more companies or more projects and stuff like that. I'm also a member of a few organizations in France, at European level, but also so I'm a member of the board of Open Food Facts. If you don't know Open Food Facts, go see what they do and help them. They always need money. I also am a very small investor in Murena, a mobile phone with the EOS, completely open source Android. So XWiki is a French and European company. We're self-funded, so we have no investors, just some employees put some money at the beginning. We're doing like about 6.5 million euro revenue for the last year, so it's not yet the accounting revenue, it's what we sold in the year. We actually did 50% growth 2 years in a row, so we have a good trend right now. We have 65 people, mostly in France and Romania, but we have also people in other countries. And we do two softwares. One is XWiki, the main one, and CryptPad is actually a second project we started inside, and it's much smaller, it's 9 people. It's funded a bit differently, so that gives us also a bit of a different view on what it means to fund open source. I'm quite engaged in digital sovereignty, like trying to free ourselves from running a software like Microsoft everywhere in all the companies, and we're happy with XWiki to be one piece of what is needed to actually get us free. A bit free, more free on this thing. We're basically have a traditional software company business model, and that includes everything, including service. Actually, I'll talk about that more, how the share of service and support and all that thing. But basically, we provide the support of the software and consulting, hosting, SaaS, like pretty much like any traditional software company, but also. Service has been something important, I'll mention it. I was saying, oh, well, how did it start? But actually, it's like 5 years how it started. It took a lot of time to pick up. So it's a long story, so 20 for the company. So the first thing is, okay, but how do you do software? Like I was really convinced we should do open source software, but how do you fund it? So the thing is, okay, you can be a billionaire and spend your money. I was not, so. Said, okay, how can I do it? And then see different ways of launching the funding of companies. So you can fund with crypto money sometimes. So some people have done that. Like, okay, we're going to create a token. We get some money and we can build some software. We can raise money as a startup. I can just be a volunteer, or I can take donations, or I can be a company selling service or products. So And I try to kind of say, okay, what does it change in your life? So, and how much, how independent are you? Can you do really more floss, more open source? How sustainable are you? And how nice it is. So if you raise money, it's quite cool at the beginning. Like you raise money, you have money, you can build a lot of stuff. But in the end, you're probably dead over the long term. Because the VCs are going to take your company, so it's a trade-off that is always difficult. So one of the things I say is that there is no bad open source. You know, any code that is open source that is provided is good. So even VC funded open source is good for open source. It brings more code, but we should be a bit like not be naive about what it means and what the changes can be over the long term. And so. Now, my take is that you should do what you feel right with. The right model for you is what you feel good at, what you feel comfortable with. And I felt comfortable being more independent. So the thing with investors is actually knowing what it means. Who's the boss in the end? And I, as a founder, I wanted to be able to tell my employees, you know, this is what we want to do, and I want potentially say this is the plan. I wanna promise this for the future. And the thing is, if you take investors from my point of view, you cannot hold these promises because at some point you won't have the power. There's a very high chance that you won't have the power, and so this is probably one of the biggest reasons why on my side I said, okay, maybe it's a bad idea to take investors. We talked to investors, but whenever we spoke. I felt that the goals were not the same about what we're trying to do. And for me, money is a mean, not a goal. So we need to make money. If we don't have money, we cannot work. So there is one thing in open source in general that is speaking about money is sometimes a bad word. And that shouldn't be the case because we need money. We cannot have money to do work. We need money to do good work. Good engineers deserve to be paid well. Other companies are paying them a lot. Maybe you can pay them a little less than what the big companies do, but you cannot be like completely off the charts and say you're going to do everything for free. That doesn't work. So, but money, we need it, but it's not the goal. So it should be thought about how, I mean, what is the real goal and think regularly about what the real goal is. So the first 5 years was a lot about leveraging the open source community. So. Because actually, when we started doing the software, there was a lot of feedback, and actually, open source is great for that. When you start a product, and people find it interesting, you have a lot of help. A lot of people give you feedback, or they make it known, and that's actually one of the reasons VC companies are going to open source. Is that it's a great way to launch products. They go away because over the long term, once they are known. They don't benefit that much from this aspect, but so initially you get a lot of help, and that's really very useful. And so, and service was a great way also to start small. So you just a small team, people ask you to do stuff on top of the software, you do it, and you make a little bit more money, you improve the software on the way, and progressively you do it. But I call it a hack because it's not a good thing over the long term. Like too much service is not so good for working on the maintenance of the software. It scales much less, so it's very difficult to grow with too much service. We also went to Romania, and so I called it also a hack because we kind of went because it was cheaper, and I could have three engineers instead of one if I went to Romania, which is probably not true. It's not true anymore. Like it's much closer and now we're super happy to be in Romania with great engineers, but we never really did offshore. For me, what was really important is that they're part of the team, so they need to be involved in the company, and so we have Romanians in the company in the same way that they would be French or German, and they can take responsibility. And so one of the aspects was also innovation. It helped to have something innovative. So one of the so you actually when you do open source, sometimes you can do just a replacement of something that exists. So you're a copycat in a sense, like, oh, I'm going to replace this proprietary software. But you can also be innovative. And actually, wikis, they were, or maybe they're not anymore because they're super known. But They were innovative. They're innovative for companies. It's a different way of working. So that innovation can help you find clients. So innovation, and then you can address people in company that are interested by innovation. At the beginning of XWiki, it helped a lot to get some money. There was also, so that's very specific to France. In France, you have something called the Crédit Impôt Recherche. This is basically a tax cut for research. And that also helped a lot. We didn't do it right away at the beginning, but we did it after two,